This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Over on FanDuel Network was going over some of the odds and everything, and they were talking about the shifting in the markets a little bit. And at FanDuel right now, the Ravens to win the AFC are plus 350. The Bills are plus 360. The Chiefs now have the third best odds to win the AFC at 4-1. And then there's a big drop off before you get to Cincinnati, who's 9.5-1, followed by Houston, 14-1, Chargers, 15-1, along with the Broncos. I told you yesterday that we're going to, these are odds, but conversation wise, narrative, for whatever reason, everybody just thinks the Chiefs, because they got their ass kicked in the Super Bowl, that they're just not going to be at the same level, despite winning 17 games last year, if you include the 2 postseason wins, and bringing back a decent amount of the roster from last year. The questions still remain on the left side of the offensive line. I'm with you. But why is Baltimore Buffalo have better odds? What did Buffalo
Nothing
do that
changed? What the odds used to have the Chiefs as the favorite.
What did Buffalo do?
I don't understand. Nothing. I mean, nothing more than the Chiefs did, right? I mean, they lost some players. They brought a few in. The core of their team is similar. They were unable to get past the Chiefs last year. Their division hasn't gotten any better or worse at the moment. Maybe slightly better with Justin Fields. Maybe slightly worse with Justin Fields. Miami's in no different of a spot. It's still Tua and Tyreek and everyone else. The only thing that could change is a draft pick that maybe swings it in their way. They're picking low in the draft. Like, nothing's changed, and yet the odds have done it. So I guess the real question I have is, do the sharp... The two big things usually swing the market. Sharp money or public money going in favor of things... Do you guys hate money? Because
I think the narrative,
no matter how many years in a row we've had to have this conversation, you can keep picking against the Chiefs to do it. But if you're, this is great news if you're a Kansas City fan. Now, right now, if you're telling me I want to bet the Chiefs to win the AFC, I'm going to get the third worst odds, not the worst odds. Okay, great. Thanks for bringing the number down for me a little bit. I appreciate it, because more often than not, as in like what, 6 of the last 7 years or 5 of the last 7 years?
5 of the last 6, yeah. Or something.
But you know, 5 of the last 6 and 5 of the last 7 or 8, like whatever it is, I get to win that bet, and you're not even giving me the worst odds in order to do it. The Chiefs, I will still make this argument. The Chiefs have improved their roster more than the other two teams have improved their roster. And I mean that on aggregate, not just in the free agent signings or those things. The Chiefs will have Rashee Rice for an entire year. Not knowing suspension, but he'll be healthy, presumably.
Maybe. Yeah.
Hollywood Brown missed the entire year, so even if they get him for half a year, it's more than they had. Xavier Worthy in year 2. They're better at left tackle. Like, they are better in way more areas than the Bills and the Ravens, in my opinion.
Right. I still think the public perception is based off of what the narrative is out there right now around the Chiefs. So seeing that the odds now have the Chiefs slipping the third best, that makes sense. If you're not in Kansas City, people think that the Chiefs are done. They think their time as the top of the AFC is over. Now, one day, eventually, like the Chiefs have gone
that
away.
That will be true eventually.
One day. I don't think it's next year. Now, I want to see what they do in the draft and everything like that. But I don't know how you can be so confident, though, that like the Chiefs' run is just over. But that we knew that was going to happen after the Super Bowl with the way the result was. That is the lasting image in football fans' minds outside of Kansas City. They forgot that, oh yeah, wait, they won 15 games, won 17, including the postseason. And so people just remember how their offensive line got dominated by the Eagles, and now they think they suck. So that's what'll actually, in a weird way, be fun about next year. If you're looking for motivation and all that, heading into week one next year, there will be a lot of people talking and predicting the Chargers or the Broncos to win the AFC West as well. Like, if you want to pick the Bills or Ravens to win the AFC, like, that's nothing new. People have been picking that for year after year. Like,
but they should have worse odds than the Chiefs.
I think so, but the odds are, as you said, is sometimes where the money is going. And if the public narrative is that it's Baltimore's time, well, then it makes sense that Baltimore now has the best odds, even if we disagree with them.
I'm just, you know what it is I do think, like, if for whatever reason, the Chiefs lose in the AFC title game this year and don't go to the Super Bowl again for the sixth time in 7 years, the people who come out of the woodworks to be like, see? See, I told you. You've been saying it for 4 years. You don't get to say, see, I told you, if you've been the person to predict the downfall of the Chiefs year after year after year. I guess the only good news about those ads is that they somehow haven't jumped the Cincinnati into the conversation, and they are deservedly a pretty far step back from the other three teams, because they should be, because they were last year and did not improve their roster in any tangible way, like in a big swing way, I guess, if that makes sense. I'm not saying they haven't made roster moves, but they essentially just brought back the same people they had and then said, okay, we'll do better here and we'll draft outside of that. The funny part about Cincinnati is post-draft, they'd be the easiest team to take a swing post-draft because they're picking at a higher spot. Maybe you could be like, ooh, wow, what a, you know, they got a steal at seven. What do they pick, 17, Drew? I don't know if he knows. You know, wherever they pick, 17, 16, maybe you think, wow, they got a good deal there because the Bills are picking one spot ahead of the Chiefs. The Ravens are picking, I mean, they're all picking the same spot. Two spots ahead of the Chiefs, ahead of the Chiefs.
They were some of the final teams left, yeah.
Yeah, same boat. Yeah, I wonder whether or not this is public money or sharp money. Like, who is fading? Because you and I, Golder, were talking about this? Before the Super Bowl, like in the AFC title game, do you remember how much, like, the sharp money again was all over the Bills and all over the Ravens to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs this last year?
Yeah, but a lot of it was still just the public, with the ref stuff that was going on in narratives, that their people got sick of the Chiefs, and so people were saying, screw it, they were betting with their hearts and hoping,
like, sharp money
and
was,
hoping
was
that
Bengals
the Chiefs
Ravens
were losing too. Yeah, I mean, it's just that whole thing was more, I think, about people's dislike for the Chiefs and hoping that it was over and believing that the refs were going to screw them over. That's what we said, is like, if you think the refs are actually favoring Kansas City, well, then why not bet on the Chiefs, because you think that they're going to win. That was the whole thing during the playoff run before the Super Bowl.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.